Mary's beautiful hymn. In it, she says that her soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. The Latin is actually, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. I think this is the key, though. She tells us the secret. Why does her soul proclaim the greatness and her spirit rejoice in God? Because he has looked upon her lowliness. This is her secret, she's telling us. That God comes to her. She meets him. She encounters him in her lowliness. Now, we can just imagine that word lowliness being humility, and that's certainly true. But the Greek word is tapeinosin, tapeinosin. Say that at work today, they'll be impressed. Tapeinosin, which implies a condition of suffering. It could be translated suffering. In fact, in Psalm 36, the psalmist, in describing how Yahweh saved his people from slavery in Egypt, he says this: it is he who remembered us in our tapeinosin, and he rescued us from our foes. Mary is saying that she is filled with joy because she experiences the Lord coming to her with great love in her condition of suffering. That place where I don't have faith is the place I spend my life trying to escape like an addict. For an addict to say this, he would say, because the Lord loves me in my condition of addiction. And therefore, dear people, to become a friend of God, we have to see our tapeinosin differently. This is the manger. The manger in you and me is this place. That's what Mary's telling us. May we be shown that deeply, and may we turn out to him, already beginning to rejoice, knowing that this is where he comes from.